for his goodness and mercy this week, for his help. Brother, I was thinking just a second ago. Seems like I've had my mind on everything else this morning. And the scripture came back to my mind again this morning. I read it last week, but I'm going to read it again. In Lamentations 3, verse 22, he says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And I thank the Lord for his goodness and his faithfulness to me. Brother, I need his help this morning. And if he don't help, we ain't going to get no help. But he's faithful, and I bless his name for that. He's faithful. He's never failed me. And he never will. I bless his name for that. Looking back over in Psalms this morning, we started last week in Psalm 103. And surely the Lord helped my heart last week, and as I was reading through it, I thank him for helping me last week as we tried to teach just a little bit. But he said, and I'm just going to read through some of this. He said in verse 1 of chapter 103, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Surely that's where we need to get to this morning. That's where we need to get to last week. That's where we're going to get to next week. And if you're going to do anything for the Lord, you're going to have to bless him with all you got. You're going to have to be, you're going to have to serve him with everything you have. That's just the only way it's going to work. Anything else other than that is a lukewarm Christianity. It's just works. It's just going through emotions. And he said here, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Right. Brother Todd, I think this week, just thinking back, just brother, you can just think time and time again. You can just sit in your house and just look around and look at all the blessings God's blessed you with, the things. But just think in your heart what God's blessed you with. What God's blessed you with on the inside. A lot of times it's easy to see what the Lord's blessed us with on the outside, but what's the Lord blessed you with on the inside? Yeah. Brother, when I go to sleep at night, there's sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, there's times that you do worry about some things. There's some times you got things you got to think about, and you battle in your mind. But I don't ever have to worry. There's always peace in my heart when I lay down at night that I'm at peace with God. What a blessing of the Lord. And if you don't have that this morning, what I mean, I wouldn't trade anything for that peace. Amen. For forgiveness down in my soul, what a blessing. Amen. For the fellowship of the brethren, what a blessing. Yeah. I thank him for his presence this morning. Yeah. What? I thank the Lord for saving me, but without his indwelling presence, I couldn't make it. And you couldn't either this morning. If you'll be honest, if you're trying to do it in yourself, you ain't doing it. You're failing. Because I do it when I fail. When I do it myself, I fail. And if you'll be honest, when you do it yourself, you fail too. But if you do it in the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, if you get full of the Holy Ghost, and then you live, and then you walk, then you walk right, and then you live right. Brother, what a blessing of the Lord, the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, the feeling of his presence in you. Then he said, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Brother, there's no greater blessing to be forgiven. There's no greater blessing. None of the rest of it would matter if you weren't forgiven. It wouldn't. Brother Danny, this morning, without forgiveness of sin, I wouldn't be here this morning. I'd be out in the world doing my own thing, be doing whatever I wanted to do. But the Lord saw fit to come by and save me by his good grace. And the Lord saw fit to save you by his good grace. It wasn't nothing you did. It wasn't nothing I did. It was just the goodness of God, his loving kindness, his mercy, his tender mercies that he pours out to us. And he said in verse 4, he said, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction?" Brother, what a blessing not to have to worry about going to hell. I mean, what a blessing that is. I remember at 5 years old, I heard a message on hell. Scared me to death. I didn't get saved that night. I made a profession, but it scared me to death. And I knew I didn't want to go to hell at 5 years old, Brother Aaron. Who wants to go to hell? Nobody that really thinks about it wants to go to hell. What a blessing that we don't have to worry about that anymore this morning. The Lord hath redeemed us. He bought us back. That was who I was. That's where I was supposed to go. That was my what I was owed. That's exactly what I deserved. But the Lord bought us back. He redeemed us. He said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? And then he said, who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercies? He said, crowns it. Brother, that word crown means to encircle. It takes the meaning of placing a crown, but it also means to encircle for protection. And I got to thinking about this thing, brother, and just how much he says he crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercy. His love and kindness there, his love and kindness means the kindness, the mercy, the pity of God towards us. The goodness, the kindness, the faithfulness of God. He crowns you. He puts these things on you. He said he crowns thee with love and kindness and with tender mercy. Tender mercy just means compassion. It takes the meaning, Brother Joel, as a mother cherishes that baby in the womb. That's the way he thinks of you. His tender mercies. That's the way he thinks of you, and that's the way he thinks of me. And the Bible says he crowns you, he encircles you with love and kindness and tender mercy. It's all for your protection, for your good. You think of a crown, Brother Todd, and it's a symbol of glory and honor. What would he crown me with anything for? But we give glory and honor back to him by the way we live. If we live in him, when we do right and we live right, that brings glory and honor to him. That's what we were put on this earth for. That's why he saved us, to give him glory. He says here, he crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercies. There's not a good thing that's in your life this morning. There's not a good thing in my life this morning that didn't come by the hand of God. You think about what you have in this life. You think about the people that you love. You think about the good things that you have down in your soul. You think about the good things you have physically in this life. It all came from God. It's all of his love and kindness and his tender mercy this morning that you have what you have. He crowns you with those things. He pours it out to you. The Lord does. It ain't me. Brother Aaron, you go to work and you work a job. I know I do the same thing. We do what we have to do to supply for our family. But the Lord gave you the energy to get up. The Lord gave you the strength. He gave you the knowledge to go do what you needed to do. He supplied you with a job. He supplies you with a paycheck so that you can do what you need to do. The Lord bless it. If you can't see that, God help you. The Lord blessed me with a good job. The Lord blessed me with a good job. He allows me to supply for my family. That's a blessing of the Lord. It's just his tender mercy. I see these men that's in this place that I work at. And there's a lot of them. Yeah, they've had a rough go of life. I see that. And a lot of it's bad choices that they've made. But I'd be in the same shape they're in if it wasn't for his love and kindness and his tender mercy, brother. There's not a one of us that couldn't be strung out on drugs or got a mental issue just because things got so much that they couldn't handle it anymore. Why? Because they don't have the peace of God. They don't have the Holy Ghost to help them on the inside. And they just snap. And now they're in a place where they need all this help. Brethren, this morning, it's just the loving kindness and the tender mercies of God that we're not like that. I'm no different than them men are. I feel for those men. They need the help of God just like I do. I see more and more every morning that it's just the mercy of God. Everything in my life, everything is just the goodness of God. Without the mercy of God, I'd been born in another country, been born to different parents. My life would have been totally different. Wouldn't have been born in this church. Wouldn't have sit under gospel preaching. Brother Danny, I'd be in one of those places, or I'd be in prison, or I'd be in hell. It's just the tender mercies of God. It's just his loving kindness. He crowns on you. He pours it out on us every morning. Lamentation says his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. That crowning here, that takes the meaning of an application. He's got tender mercy. He's got love and kindness. Brother Keith, if it's never applied to your life, it does you no good. The Bible says he's rich in mercy. But if he don't give it to you, then it don't do no good to you. Here it implies an application and enjoyment of those things. And my God has got us, his coffers are full of mercy. His tender mercies, his loving kindness. He's got an abundance of them and he wants to pour it out on you. He does. He said in verse 5, who satisfied thy mouth with the good things? Satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. In Psalm 107, verse 9, he said, for he satisfied the longing soul and fulfilleth the hungry soul with goodness. He said, if you want it, I've got it. That's what he said to you. He said, he's satisfying the longing soul. Brother Todd, there's times I go through times in my life when I don't want him like I should. And things get cold. It just does. If we be honest this morning, we go through cold spells, dry spells. But he said he satisfied the longing soul. And I know that's put in there by God as well. That desire after him. Man don't have that naturally. Brother Keith, you don't have that naturally. You don't naturally have a desire after God. But the Lord puts that in you when he saves you. He puts that hunger and thirst after the things of God, the things of him. It puts the hunger and thirst after this word of God. It puts the hunger and thirst to pray. I have a desire to talk with him now. I got a desire to be around you people, to be around my family, to be around people that know God. What do I want to hang around with the world for? They don't know anything about God. I have no fellowship with that. Yeah, we can talk about sports. We can talk about the weather, but there's no fellowship. Brother, I can walk in this place this morning and just see one or two of you and just feel at peace. Just feel at peace. I'm home. I'm amongst family. You want to talk about a blessing, brother? That's God. He did that for you. He said he satisfied the longing soul. Yeah. If you want it, he'll give it to you. Says, filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Filleth. We filling that tub out there up. It's not full yet. Right here it says he filleth. That means it's to the top. It's to the brim. Can't fit no more in there. Brother Todd, surely you can look around your life and look at the good things of God. And he's filled you this morning with the goodness of God. Brother Keith, he's filled you with the goodness of God. Why? Because of his love and kindness, his tender mercies. He cares for you. Surely we ought to bless the Lord. We ought to give him thanks and praise. The Lord saved me. He forgave me of all my sin. Pardoned me. I was guilty and he said, you can go free. Justified me. However you want to put it. That sin is on my account no more. What else did he do for me? He put his righteousness on me. So that when God sees me, he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He sees Christ. He don't see me anymore. He don't see Robert Parker and his sins. He sees Jesus Christ and the blood of Christ, and he sees the righteousness of Christ. That's the goodness that he's pouring out on you, his loving kindness, his tender mercy. Brother, you just think about every time that you've needed the grace of God and he's poured it out. We've all went through troubles and deaths and illnesses, surgeries, things that we've had to face. There's always something. Seems like there's always something in this life. I said it this morning. Man is born a woman is few days and full of trouble. And that's right. You will have trouble in this life. But the Lord pours out his grace on you. Brother Danny, when you need him, he's there every time. He's always faithful. Always. I know sometimes we have to go through pains that we don't want to go through. I understand that. I deal with them too. I pray the Lord help you. But the Lord's giving you grace. If it wasn't for the grace of God, you wouldn't be here this morning. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I wouldn't be here this morning. I said it already. He pours it. He puts that thirst and that hunger for the things of God in you. He said, he satisfied thy mouth with good things. He said, the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Well, I got to thinking about there when I was in sin. When I was bound down to those struggles and had that load on me. Or Keith, it was like a slave. There was times that I wanted to do right. I knew what I was doing was wrong, but I still did it. Why? Because that was my nature. I was bound to those things, and you were too. Why do sinners sin? Because they're sinners. That's what they do. Why do you sin? Because you're a sinner. Thank God for the grace of God. He can give you deliverance from those things. But it says the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And I thought about those times whenever you were oppressed. Call it Satan if you want to. I don't know that I ever got any attention from Satan other maybe than some temptation. Devil didn't ever make me do anything. I went, well, most of the time went willingly and did it. It was my sin. But I was bound to sin. I was oppressed by sin. And just like those Israelites that God led out of Egypt. He made that captor want to let them go. That's the same way he got it in my life, where I was willing to give up anything and everything to get out from underneath that load that I'd been holding on to. I made profession after profession. The reason for that is because I didn't want to give up my sin. I didn't want to give up those things that I enjoyed. It's easy to say, Lord, save me, and not really mean that. Not really mean, hey, Lord, I'll turn from all this, but I don't want to turn from that. I like that. But he got me to a place where I didn't care. Pharaoh was a heavy taskmaster. He kept those Israelites under bondage. For years they were under bondage to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians. But God brought plague after plague after plague. Until he didn't want to see him no more. He just wanted him gone. And just like when you get born again and you're heading back and the sin and this life wants to pull back on you, it's just like God in the Red Sea. He'll destroy all that mess. But he says he executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. I don't know why I got off on that. He said he made his ways known unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. Brother Todd, I got to thinking this week about all the things that Moses saw. You want to talk about a man that had some revelation? He got to write the first five books of the Bible. He wasn't here when God made creation, but he knew all about it. He got to write it down. He wasn't here when Adam was made, when he was formed out of the dust of the ground, but God gave him revelation on it and let him see it and pen it down. He didn't see Noah in the flood, but he got to write it down. Went up on the mountain, stood before God, and got the law handed to him by God. Got hid in that cleft of the rock. Got to see the hinder parts of God. Got to see God, some of God's glory. He's called a friend to God. He said he made his ways known unto Moses. You talk about a man that knew God, knew something about God. There was more than one time that his face was lit so much that they had to put a veil across him just because he had seen the glory of God and they couldn't even look on him. He showed numerous wonderful works to the children of Israel. I mean, they went across the Red Sea on dry ground. I mean, what a miraculous miracle of God. Brother got fed manna for years. A honey wafer. From the hand of God. Sent down from heaven every day. And they complained about that. Asked for some meat. And God fed them quail till they were sick of it. But you want to talk about a miracle of God. The things that they got to see. They took the bitter waters and laid the tree into it. And the waters became sweet. I mean, just thing after thing. You talk about after they went into Canaan. I mean, march around a city seven times and blow a trumpet and the walls fall down. Historically, they say that city, the walls were so thick that you could ride chariots on the top of it, the walls of Jericho. But the hand of God, they got to see these things. And just like me and you, they'd still go back on God. And just like me and you, they'd still falter and they'd still go falling after something else. But what did the Lord do to them? He showed them tender mercy and love and kindness because that was his chosen people. God bless the nation of Israel. But I thank God that I'm in his chosen people, his born again group. I'm glad that I'm in the spiritual nation of Israel. I'm so glad that he saved me by his good grace. I'm glad they got that promise. That's good for them, but I like this promise, this second covenant. And he said in verse 8, he said, the Lord is merciful and gracious. Merciful just means compassionate, full of mercy. He says gracious, full of grace. Shows the favor of God to me and shows it to you. Brother Todd, he shows you mercy. He shows you grace. Why? It's because he loves you. Not because what you did. Not because of what I did, but because he loves you. He says the Lord is merciful and gracious. And then he said he's slow to anger. That's a blessing right there. Because I know me. He said plenteous in mercy. That word slow to anger there, it takes the meaning of long suffering. He's patient with us. Brother Keith, there's times in this life that I test the patience of God. Every father in here knows what it means to have to be patient with their children. But I fail, and you failed at that. But the Lord's never failed with that. He's long-suffering to us. He's slow to anger. He's plenteous in mercy. That word's plenteous in mercy means it's abounding. He's got an exceeding amount of it. Brethren, this morning, his mercy is freely given. Freely given to all. Or you think about that for a little bit. Even before you were saved, God showed you mercy. A sinner walking out on the street today has got mercy. They're not in hell. They still have a chance to hear the word of God. I don't know who the Lord's going to save, and you don't either. But God's showing them mercy today. He woke him up again. I got up this morning and just thinking about the goodness of God. My eyes opened. I laid there beside my wife. We've been married for 18 years today. Thank God for that. That's just the mercy of God. It's just the mercy of God. Any two people that have to live together, and I say they have to. Do you know what I mean? There's going to be things that ain't going to go right. There's going to be times that there's struggles. There's going to be. There ain't no two people exactly alike, and if you are, you probably would kill each other. But we compliment each other, and that's just the mercy of God. I am nothing like her, and she is nothing like me. And on paper, it don't work, but the Lord put it together. And I bless the Lord for that. You couldn't figure it out, brother. I'm telling you, you couldn't. We are complete opposites. But you talk about the blessings of God, brother. There's been so many times that I've done things against the Lord that I shouldn't have. There's been so many times that the Lord had every right to strike me down. Brother Danny, every right to strike me down, put me in hell. But he's slow to anger. He's plenteous in mercy. He pours it out again and again and again. Yes. He blesses us every day. Every day. He was long-suffering to me before salvation. And he's long-suffering to me after salvation. And I bless his name for that. Yes. In Psalm chapter 86, verse 15, he said, "But thou, O Lord, art a God of full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." Plenteous in mercy and truth. And I thank God for that this morning. He's every time that you need him, he's always there. I thought about Brother Keith. If I got exactly what I deserved, if I got what I deserved this morning, Brother Keith, I'd be in hell. You just want to get down to it. But I thought about it. What if you had somebody in your life, Brother Keith, that never did anything for you? Just go with me here for a second. That never did anything for you. Always asking for favors, always asking for something. You tell them what to do right. They don't listen. They go on doing their own thing. They do it their way. They wait till the very last second to ask for your help every time. Every time. They wait till they can't figure it out. And then they come to you. But every time you pour out your mercy and your loving kindness towards them. Every time. Why in the world would the Lord do that to us? Because he loves us. He's plenteous in mercy, slow to anger. His compassions fail not every day. Is that the way I want to live? No, but sometimes that's the way it is. Sometimes, Brother Keith, the Lord says, "This is what I need you to do," and I don't do it. But he don't ever tell me no when I ask him for something the next day. When I need his help, he's always there. Always. When I've needed his mercy, he always pours it out. When I need the grace of God to cover my sin, it's always there. Always. He said, verse 9, he will not always chide. Neither will he keep his anger forever. That word chide means to strive, to contend, to quarrel. Brother Todd, he don't hold those things over us whenever you sin. When you do wrong, he don't put that over your head. Yeah, he convicts you of it. He condemns your sin. He grants you a space of repentance. He's that merciful to us. He pours out his love and kindness. He gives you a space to be able to get that thing right. And if you repent, then it's gone, brother. It's gone. If you bring it up, it's on you. It's not him that's bringing it up. He won't always chide. If we could be that way in our dealings, sometimes it's hard for us to forget. The Lord's perfect. He has to choose to forget those things. He ain't like me. He don't forget every cotton picking thing. My wife told me something yesterday, and I didn't make it out of the house before I forgot what she said. That's probably every day. But I remember this one. But the Lord's not that way. But he'll put those things behind. In Micah chapter 7, verse 18, he said, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. Why don't he hold it over you? Why ain't he still angry at you, brother, after you've repented? Because he delighteth in mercy. He wants to see you right with God. He wants to have fellowship with you. He made Adam and Eve in the garden, and he came every day to fellowship with them, to walk with them. Every day. And they sinned, and they tried to cover up their mess with some fig leaves, some little aprons that they made. And what did God do? God sacrificed an animal. He killed an animal and clothed them. And then he told them of a sacrifice that he would accept to cover their sin. Why? Because he still wanted fellowship with them. Even after they had broke it, he still wanted fellowship with them. And he still wants fellowship with you and me this morning. You got out of the way this morning. You aggravate your wife like I did this morning. He still wants fellowship with you. He don't deal with me the way I deserve. And he don't deal with you. It's right here in this next verse. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That first part, he said, he hath not dealt with us after our sins. It ain't mean that you ain't ever going to have to deal with your sin. Your sin will have to be dealt with. But he's not dealt, the consequences don't meet the actions for those that have been born again. What am I trying to say here this morning? My sin and your sin and your sin, every bit of that deserves hell. That's what we deserve. We deserve to die. We deserve to be punished for our sin. But Christ took every bit of that on himself. Every bit of that, the Lord placed it on him. The God of heaven sent Jesus Christ, God in a body, to take on my sin and to take on your sin and to pay a perfect sacrifice that God alone would be pleased with. And because of that, I don't get the just recompense of my reward. And because of that, you don't get the just recompense of your reward. You got it a whole lot better than you deserve this morning. a whole lot better. And I do too this morning. He has not dealt with us after our sins, or nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. He shows mercy. He shows love and kindness towards us. In Isaiah 53, verse 5, he said, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And it says, "All we are like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all." God did that. Brother Joel, God put your sin on Jesus Christ. God put Keith Redmond's sin on Jesus Christ. God did that. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. It pleased God to Jesus Christ to be the sacrifice. It pleased him. And because of that, we're not dealt with after our sin. Why? Because he don't see your sin in Keith Redmond this morning. He sees Jesus Christ. So Todd Robinson don't have to pay for his sin like he deserves. He gets the goodness of God poured out on him. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Because of his love and kindness and his tender mercy. In Ezra 9, verse 13, he said, "And after all that has come up before, all that has come up upon us for our evil deeds and our great trespasses, seeing that our God hath punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and hath given us such a deliverance as this." He don't deal with me like I deserve. He don't deal with you like you deserve. He said in the next couple of verses, I was hoping to get to them. He said, "As far as the heaven is high above the earth, and so great is his mercy toward them that fear him." Brother, you look at those scriptures, as the heavens is high above earth. I don't know how far it is to heaven, but my mind can't fathom that distance. He said, "As far as the east is from the west," in verse 12, "so far hath he removed your iniquities." You look out in the vastness of space and you send something out east and you send something out west and they ain't ever going to meet. And you want to talk about the grace and mercy of God. How that your transgressions, your sins were placed on Christ and they're done away with. He says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." He said, "They're gone, brother. They're gone this morning. You're not held accountable for your sin. If it's under the blood, then you're not accountable for it anymore." Brother Keith, I'm not accountable for it anymore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. As far as the east is from the west, it's gone. It's gone. It's not on me anymore. It's placed on him. And he, Jesus Christ, paid the ultimate price for me and for you. And he took my sin. He took my place. He was my redemption. Chastisement of my peace was upon him. And me and you this morning don't have to deal with those things. And he's not dealt with us after our sins and according to our sins because of that. Because of his tender mercy. Because of his love and kindness. Because of the goodness of God this morning. Because we're in Christ Jesus. Because we're in Christ Jesus. We don't have that. We don't have that this morning. It's all under the blood. Praise his name for that this morning. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
May God help us.
Amen.